Welcome to the Ask Gramps podcast. Gramps is a moral voice in an internet environment that can be awash in immorality. For more questions and answers, check out askgramps.org. And now, here is the next question.
Dear Gramps, in an effort to better understand my husband, who is a Mormon, I was looking up the tea question. I am not a Mormon and I do not plan on being one, but I do want to respect and understand my husband. There is nothing I can find that really backs up the Mormon claim that tea is bad, and by this I mean not iced tea or sugar tea, which is popular in the South. I mean any kind of tea, herbal or organic, green, white, red, or black tea. Sincerely, Frost Fox.
Dear Frost Fox, the prescription against drinking tea is found in the Revelation on Health, given by God to the prophet Joseph Smith on February 27, 1833. It is recorded in the scriptural book Doctrine and Covenants as section 89. In this revelation, the Lord reveals to the prophet both things that are good for the body and things which are not. Among those things that are good for the body, the Lord says, "And again, verily I say unto you, all wholesome herbs God hath provided and ordained for the constitution, nature, and use of man, every herb in the season thereof, and every fruit in the season thereof, all these to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. Yea, flesh also of beasts and of the fowls of the air, I the Lord have ordained for the use of man with thanksgiving. Nevertheless, they are to be used sparingly, and it is pleasing unto me that they should not be used only in times of winter or of cold or of famine. All grain is ordained for the use of man and of beasts, to be the staff of life, not only for man, but for the beasts of the field, and the fowls of heaven, and all wild animals that run or creep on the earth. Concerning the things which are not good for the body, the Lord says, Behold, verily thus saith the Lord unto you, in consequence of evils and designs which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you and forewarn you, by giving you this word of wisdom by revelation, that inasmuch as any man drinketh wine or strong drink among you, behold, it is not good, neither meat in the sight of your Father. Only in assembling yourselves together to offer up your sacraments before him, and behold, this should be wine, yea, pure wine of the grape of the vine of your own make. And again, strong drinks are not for the belly, but for the washing of your bodies. And again, tobacco is not for the body, neither for the belly, and is not good for man, but is an herb for bruises in all sick cattle, to be used with judgment and skill. And again, hot drinks are not for the body or belly. Thus we are counseled by the Lord not to partake of wine, strong drink, tobacco, or hot drinks. Hot drinks in the culture of the 1830s referred specifically to tea and coffee. So this word of wisdom from the Lord speaks against tea, coffee, alcohol, and tobacco. So let's talk a little about tea, since that seems to be your concern. The Lord does not mention the particular ingredients in tea that are judged by him to be harmful, but it is the feeling of many people that the harmful ingredient in tea and coffee is particularly the caffeine that they contain, being a harmful habit-forming drug. You mention the benefits of green tea for treating cancer. You are undoubtedly referring to the antioxidants that are one of the constituents of green tea. That is very true, and no doubt the antioxidants in green tea would be beneficial in their role of inhibiting the oxidation and thus the breaking of cell walls by oxygen radicals in the system. However, there are multitudinous sources of the antioxidants that may be taken in much more powerful forms than what exists in green tea. So there's no need to get that benefit from tea when it can be just as easily and more effectively be obtained from other sources. Now, since the word of wisdom, as the revelation recorded in section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants is called, is accepted by the Mormon Church as a commandment from God, it is enjoined on all the members of the Mormon Church. And in common with all other laws of God, obedience to the word of wisdom is a requirement for a full fellowship in the church. Thus, to support your husband in his religious beliefs, I would suggest that you would do well in supporting him in his desire to obey the word of wisdom. Since I understand that he is a cancer survivor, let me recommend an alternate source of the antioxidants that would be beneficial to use. I am also a cancer survivor, and the following procedure was recommended to me by a holistic doctor 18 years ago while I was under treatment for a non-Hodgkin lymphoma. I retain that regimen to this day. 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. 25,000 IU of vitamin A per day. And 800 to 1600 of dry vitamin E per day. The liquid vitamin E, the dialfol tocopherol acetate, is such a dense oil that the liver cannot handle much more than about 400 IU per day. But the dry variety, dialfa tocopherol succinate, has no such limitations, and the larger dosage is tolerated. Gramps.